This is the Puffcast.
Oh, it's quite a subdued start to this one.
Well, I'm tired of the pair of you. Fabulous Adam Richard, outrageous Scott Brennan, punctual Toby Sullivan.
Douze points.
We'll be still talking after this noise.
I used to fuck guys like you in prison. Talk Puffy
to me. All right, it's time for Dear Talking Puffy.
Someone needs our help.
Yep. Someone does need our
help. Someone shone the Talking Puffy bat signal on the clouds of gay. And we come...
All right, someone messaged us on Facebook.
Well, whatever.
But however you want to flowerily describe it. Dear Talking Puffy, this is from James from Facebook. He says, first of all, loving all of you and your work.
Stop it. Get away.
You've educated me in more areas of gay life than I'm sure I'll ever experience.
Probably just as well too.
So thank you and fangirl. I hope you're ready for a long one. Well, we know Scott is.
You're going to fit right in, James.
Listening too long. Now, I'm 21 years old. And will have been with my boyfriend almost a year by the time you come to discuss this on the Puffcast.
Wow.
Well, probably you've broken up with three other people by now.
27 by now. Yeah.
We're both full-time at university. She's got tickets on herself.
It's not a fucking job interview, James.
And quite busy in our lives at home or at work. Despite our best efforts, we rarely get time to see each other, once every 2 weeks. And although we think we are well suited for each other, it's beginning to feel like it's not so much a relationship than it is a casual friends with benefits scheme.
Right.
It does sound like it once a fortnight.
After a year. Jesus. Yeah.
In addition to this, my boyfriend, who's been out and not proud, has has no desire to explore any part of the gay scene / lifestyle that you so kindly warned us youngsters about. When we say warning, it's just about Scott's anus. you don't want to fall in.
No.
Which is fine. Not everyone goes for that. On the other hand, in the 2 hot seconds, in reality 3 days, in which I was out and single, I had no time to explore any part of gay life or culture. These two issues put together make me think that maybe we aren't that well suited and should move on. This breaks my heart, because while it would be nice to spread my peacock feathers and fly, by which I mean suck, and relax and have fun, my boyfriend is the kind of guy I always pictured myself settling down with. Total, utter confusion.
Oh.
Thank you for taking the time out of your busy lives, thinking about yourselves, to think about someone else instead.
It won't last long. It'll pass.
Now back to you, James.
All right, James, here's what I don't get. I don't get why you can only go to a gay bar with your boyfriend. Why can't you just go?
Yeah, just go with some buddies.
I've never been to a gay bar with Peter. And when I have, it's been fucking disastrous because he hates it. Yeah.
See, I was the same when I was going out with my boyfriend. I couldn't take him anywhere because he would get drunk and I wouldn't want to be near him anymore.
Oh, right, yes.
Yeah, just go. If you want to go to a gay bar, just go.
Just go.
But I
go
get the impression with spreading the peacock feathers and sucking.
Yes.
He wants to also.
Oh, did he say that? I thought you were embellishing.
Yes. No, that was him. That was not me.
It is quite a tricky one because it's so, you know, clearly you like this guy, James, and it's so rare to actually meet someone that you could actually settle down with.
Yeah,
it's a really rare thing. So, but I understand that problem of wanting to...
I mean, you know, it's not unusual to find an open relationship in the gay world.
No.
In fact, it's quite unusual to find a monogamous one. Well, yeah.
But then again, if, you know, the boyfriend isn't even into kind of going out, and he said he's out
he
but not proud.
He sees it once a fortnight. He can't be fucking fussy.
Well, that's true.
Like, really?
Like, what's going on there? Once a fortnight?
I
have to wonder whether James just likes the idea, or one of them just likes the idea of being in a relationship.
If you really like
someone, you know what I mean? Like, when you're in deep crush with someone, you make time.
Yeah, absolutely.
You work it out. The other
thing is, and he's probably sick of people saying this, he's 21. Yes. You're 21, James.
Yeah.
There will be plenty more dirty water under your bridge.
I'm right here, Adam.
In the coming decades. Like, I am a 41-year-old single man. And I have to say, I'm the happiest I've been in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
And I've been in relationships, I've been out of relationships, and it's
all a matter of perspective, really.
Just because this is the guy you see yourself settling down with doesn't mean you can find someone else equally as good.
Yeah, if not better.
If not
better.
And
also...
who you might see more often than once a fucking fortnight.
Yeah, something's up there.
Yeah. But also, even if... maybe you want to take a step back and say... well, let's just make it kind of good friends with benefits for a little while and see where that gets us.
Or make it, or just say, look,
you can't sustain that. Once every 2 weeks, you can't really sustain that.
No.
So maybe, you know, if you do get on well, then get on well, be friends.
Or,
take a step back.
Or as Toby said, don't feel you have to drag him around kicking and screaming to every nightclub in town.
I think a lot of especially when they first come out, because there's no sort of, this is such my hobby horse, there's no sort of, people don't learn how to have relationships when they're young and gay.
No.
Yeah.
And they come out and they think that there's like a binary position. You're either married or you're a huge butt slut.
Yes.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you mix and match. And sometimes, like, your position can change over the course of hours.
Yes. We've all had nights like that. Yeah.
You know, so you don't...
No, I'm totally committed to my boyfriend.
I slipped and fell on a dick. You can be in a relationship with someone. You can be casually dating someone.
Yeah.
And then, you know, have a big night on the prowl or whatever you're going to do. You know, you don't have to. And especially this once every 2 weeks. Something's not right.
And that's just kind of, I don't know, it sounds like you're in prison. It's sort of like, you know.
Also, the other dude, like, if he has been out for, you know, he might have been out since he was in high school. Who knows?
Yeah.
But if he's around the same age and is already jaded.
I want to know what out and not proud means.
Out and not proud means, you know, I hate screaming faggots.
Right.
That's why I don't want to be seen with you two.
Right.
Which is fine. Like, you know, Peter's out and not proud.
Yeah.
Well, he's proud, but he doesn't want to hang around.
But he's not.
He doesn't want to go to the Peel in the middle of the night.
No.
You know, make funny jokes about Miley Cyrus's dresses.
Yeah.
You know, like.
And her side boob. You can always see side boob on that bitch.
He's just not camp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you don't. That doesn't mean that. Do you know what I mean? Like, you can't not participate in those things just because he doesn't.
Don't deny yourself, you know, what you want to do.
Don't deny yourself the pleasure of talking all the way through a drag queen's act.
Exactly. Utterly incomprehensibly as well. Don't deny yourself the pleasure of being hit on by the 65-year-old guy with the limp.
You're really missing out, James. Yes. It's a wonderful world
Don't
out there.
Don't deny yourself the pleasure of standing at the bar and going, oh, love, she should wear a shirt.
Mm. But also, don't get to, like middle age of 25 and look back and go,
I should have regret.
Yeah, I should have been doing that. Why wasn't I doing that?
Why wasn't I getting, you know?
Get yourself out there. You don't have to go with the boyfriend. Maybe it'll all become clear. Maybe you'll meet fabulous people when you go out on your own or with friends.
And if you want to stay with the boyfriend, I say set some ground rules. Set some rules like, okay, I won't fuck anyone up the ass, and I won't let anyone fuck me up the ass, but I may touch someone on the dick.
Yep.
And I may make out vigorously, you know, set some...
Vigorously.
Yes.
Sounds like a health warning.
Yes.
If you've ever come across me in a nightclub at 3 o'clock in the morning, you'll understand what being made out with vigorously means.
I have seen, yeah.
I'm a face rapist.
Yeah. But, you know, if you're seeing each other once every 2 weeks, he should kind of understand.
Yeah, he should understand.
He can't demand too much of a commensurate commitment from you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you're 21. Like, you've got a lot of semen that needs to come out.
21-year-olds are designed to fuck around.
Yeah. Like,
that's what they are made for.
Yeah, it's true.
Exactly what they're made for. Also, I get the feeling if he's already jaded and over it at whatever age he is, 21, 22, 23, I smell steaming boomba at 28.
Comfort eating.
Yeah.
Eat your feelings.
Like, I don't want to go out. I don't want to do anything.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy a bigger tracksuit this week.
Like, more pizza. More
pizza. Get out while the going's good, girlfriend.
Does he say where he's from?
No. I think, for some reason, I thought he was from country New South Wales, but that
he's from
just
the suburb of Facebook.
But he's at university, so, you know, one would imagine he's either inner city or in Armadale.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Or Bendigo.
I don't know. Have we actually said anything that's could
be any help?
We've
said a lot of very
him?
Weirdly sensible things.
Yes.
That really.
Unusual for us.
But why would you give advice to 21-year-olds that don't listen? Listen to me. I'm an old woman.
I know.
You can email us to your talking poofcast at talkingpoofy.com.au.
And I hate your ass face.
Talk poofy to me.
All right, it's time for Wes's word, but Mother Horan's here as well. Hello, darling.
Hello.
Well, before, hello. This is to, in case Wes's word gets too out of control, Mother Horan can shut it down.
Yes. You're there, you've got your bull whip and your, yes. your can
look,
of mace.
The joint is jumping this afternoon. There's so many fags in this room.
It is
crazy. It's a phalanx of fags.
It is. A fag lanx.
No. All right, Wes, what's your word?
I'm tossing up between two.
Oh. See,
can you hyphenate them?
It's not called Wes's words.
How hard?
It's apparently
find a word.
It's very difficult.
Horan, I can't even find a word these days.
To describe the word.
You know? It's,
you still right, got your looks.
I'm going to go with this one. Norton.
Norton?
And I don't mean antivirus.
Oh, because that's where I went.
Oh, what, Edward
what do you
Norton?
Mean? Edward Norton.
Graham Norton.
Which, ironically, is exactly the way he says it.
Yes.
Do you know what I love? He was our third choice of Norton.
Yeah.
Graham Norton is an interesting example of a showbiz homosexual who doesn't really do anything apart from just be camp.
Yeah.
And not even that camp.
No, he's not even that camp.
No.
Like, he doesn't do jokes.
Yeah.
He doesn't do stunts. He doesn't have any special talents.
And when he does do
jokes...
He purses
his lips.
When he does do, like, that opening monologue and he actually does jokes on his show...
The opening monologue, the punchlines are photos, generally.
Yeah, it's a bit kind of laboured and a little... It doesn't really... I don't know. He's not really a stand-up.
Yeah.
What does he do?
I prefer Alan Carr, who does Chatty Man.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm.
That's because he drinks throughout the entire show.
Well, that may be what attracts me to it.
Yes, indeed.
But I think it's one of those things of there's room in British television for one homo at a time.
Yeah.
It used to be Danny
LaRue. It's like
LaRue.
The Highlander.
Yeah. Danny LaRue. Yeah. It used to be Danny LaRue. Yes.
On the two Ronnies, Danny LaRue.
And there used to be, you know, there's always been one. And it's really like the torch has been passed to him.
Mm. Yeah. And
although there is the Stephen Fry factor.
Well, he's not fully gay.
He's not gay.
He's asexual. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. He's smart gay, which is different to gay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is it the same in Australia with the only room for one at a time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why? Who's our gay?
Well, there's not one. Well, that's this
Adam?
Is the thing.
Oh, no, I don't want to be the gay.
You know, but also, there's also only allowed to be one black.
Yeah. And strangely enough, you're that too, Adam.
Yes.
So.
Which is good on you.
Well, that's like, we had a lot of complaints with Outland that people were saying, why, you know, there should have been an actual wheelchair bound woman playing the woman in the wheelchair. And I'm like,
oh, please.
Okay, in the script, she was an Aboriginal lesbian in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
Now, Christine Arnoux covers off the Aboriginal.
Yes. Yeah,
vaguely. She's from the Torres Strait, but you know, it's near enough.
Counts.
Yes, she's not a lesbian. Sorry. And no, she's not in a wheelchair. Sorry. Would it have been better to have a white man in blackface
blacking up
who was actually in a wheelchair?
Also, I'm pretty sure that Outland wasn't a documentary.
Yeah, strange. Pretty sure it's called acting.
Because the other thing was, like, there were only two actually gay people in the cast of five people. Yeah. All
God,
of them were gay.
It seemed like about 1,000. Oh, God.
Although we still have, the jury's still out about whether the cab driver was gay or not, but he was Indian.
Get your eyes off me. Stop looking at me.
Well, I didn't want to say it out loud, Wes.
Well, interesting thought experiment. What gay, if we had the power to put one gay on television,
would it be?
Who would we choose?
This may not.
I vote for Mother Horan.
Yes.
Oh, you are too kind and slightly creepy.
Yeah. Because this is one of the reasons I want to talk about it. There was an article, and Toby, just for a minute, because I know you might have a reaction to this. Mm-hmm. There was an article in, and I don't mean a rash, there was an article in the paper that Joel Creasy is the next Graham Norton.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what I find interesting about that is...
What newspaper?
Perth. But
he's from there.
It's
was
like
it from
saying,
Joel Creasy's blog?
But he's brilliant. He's a great MC.
He would be a great Graham Norton.
He would be a good host.
I'd love to see him. I'd love to see Tom Ballard. I'd love to see Reese Nicholson.
Yes. Oh, my, the world is not ready. There is
the world
no,
is not
oh,
ready for Reese
no.
Nicholson.
He should split the world right wide open. Right. He really should.
I'd love to see Tom Ballard, because Tom Ballard's a very smart guy.
Yeah,
he's a very smart guy.
And he would be a great TV host.
Gen Y homos.
Yeah.
They're making us
There's
proud.
Millions of them. Brendan McLean.
But you know what? Like
Scott Brennan. Oh, he's great. Yes. He's no, Gen Y.
He's not
He's
young.
Gen Y.
He's not
Fuck
oh
you.
God.
Scott Brennan's Gen P. I'm going to split hairs on La Ballard because he's extraordinary talent. That's beyond doubt.
Yes.
But it goes back to the Stephen Fry conversation. He's not like gay.
No, he's not gay.
No.
Do you know what I mean? Like what we're talking about is like a visibly camp presence.
Isn't Josh Thomas technically our poofter on the telly?
Oh, maybe he's our gay.
Yeah. He's about his series is in post-production now.
Yeah, he's our gay on the telly.
That'll be on, I think it's on air before the end of the
year. Will he be giving gobbies in that show?
Is that your dream?
No. Oh my God, so the thought of Josh Thomas having sex fills me with a sickness that I cannot even begin to describe.
Do you know what? I don't think that's even Josh Thomas's dream.
Oh my God.
I don't think even he would wish that on his worst enemy.
Because there's something a bit asexual about him too.
There is something very asexual.
Yeah, but unless you're on Grindr.
But no, he's definitely gay though.
Yeah, he's gay. Like he was camp before he was gay.
Yeah, exactly. He was
Josh Thomas, you know.
Yeah,
but I agree, strangely sexless at the same time, right? Strangely, yeah.
Unless well, no, you're on Grindr.
Well, that's true.
The question is not who will be the first person to get a dick up them on national television.
Well, maybe it should be. clearly, Peter Hinchin has won. But...
He's a newsreader in Melbourne for those of you to stay.
Just one other thing on Graham Norton that, Adam, I think you've probably forgotten. The first time I ever met you was at Edinburgh.
Oh, yes.
1990, and we went to CC Bloom's with a whole lot of homos.
We did go to Kaka Blume's.
One of whom was
really?
Graham Norton.
Was he in the gang?
Because he really touched my bottom.
Oh, really?
And I've got to say, no. No, under no circumstances.
Is he very, he's little, isn't
he's
he?
A he's little.
He's almost nuggety.
Right.
He's the world's first homosexual leprechaun.
Right. So if you fuck him, gold comes out of his mouth.
Yes. And there's a rainbow constantly following him around.
You went to CC Bloom's with Graham Norton. Wow, that's what a shit.
Everyone out there should Google CC Bloom's.
Oh.
Yeah. It is a gay bar of almost medieval
it is.
Style.
If the Tower of London was built by homos, it would be CC Bloom.
The fact that it's named after Bette Midler's character in Beaches is horrifying.
It's kind of like Dante's Nine Levels of Hell, but they've just gone with the three.
Yeah. And in the basement.
It's a shit bar and then it's just horror.
Yeah.
Down
and in the basement, the whole bottom floor is kind of mirrored walls.
Yeah.
And it just looks like after, you know, after one, it's like a fucking sauna in there.
Yeah.
It looks like you've had a shower.
I was harassed into going there once by Anthony Menchetti when I was in Edinburgh, and he insisted I go there so I could watch him do karaoke.
Oh, my God.
Mm. Yeah.
Wow. Mm. Speaking of levels of hell.
It's just appalling. And it's full of, like, mingin' Scottish gays.
Yes.
It's full of fucking toothless chavs.
You've got to go.
Glassing each other in the doll check.
Yeah. It's great.
As Toby says, it's like checking in with head office when you're in another city.
Yeah. It is.
Oh, bless. Thank you, Wes. You've introduced us to quite a spectacular.
Now we know that Graham Norton has touched Mother Horan on the bum.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you? She's hot.
Indeed. I'm doing it now.
Girl. Grr.
I'll be your topless cocktail waitress. Please, spare us the sight of your sagging tits.
Talk poofy to me.
Hey, you shower of cunts. Get the... Guess the fuck what? I've been reviewing the wrong'un's music policy.
Oh, good.
I wasn't aware of that.
Someone broke a window and set a bin on fire last Saturday after we played 6 Tony Pearon songs in a row.
And what's wrong with that?
I say fuck 'em.
Yeah.
That's the CD that was in the Discman at the time. What am I meant to fucking do? Install one of them 6 CD stacking changers or some shit.
You could have a DJ.
Yeah, some venues do have live DJs.
Oh, what, like a Beijing Olympics or something? Some venues probably do all sorts of fucking things, like pay public liability insurance and award wages. If that's the sort of la-di-da shit you like, may I recommend you to somewhere high class, like Inflations or some shit. Until then, Wrongens will offer a modest but convivial atmosphere for the local community to gather and give me cash. Anyways, I wandered around JB the other day and picked up a few more now. That's what I call music compiles from recent years.
Right.
And I've got to tell you, boys, I have a new favourite artist. I tell yous, he is a fucking genius.
Who is it?
Yeah.
Jason Derulo.
Jason Derulo. Yep.
Derulo. He is the man for sure. He's so soulful.
Yes, he is.
He's got so much soul.
Yes.
You know, like he's classy. He's like Sade, but with abs and nuts and an overbite. That is my taste, you know. That is my jam. Mature. I am much more mature than most of the sluts I get in my gin joints. I like stuff with layers to it, you know, like Journey or Jason Derulo.
So I'm getting the picture. You really like Jason Derulo.
Yeah. Also, if you believe the rumours, insatiable pig bottom.
Really?
Yeah.
Didn't he go out with Lara Bingle?
Yeah, he's not getting any less dreamy, is he? Hey? So anyway, I just want to say, come on down to Wrongens. Tuesday nights is Jason Derulo happy hour. Wall-to-wall Jason Derulo hits and beers discounted to only $11 all night. Actually, I've got another special treat for you today, boys.
Oh.
Yeah. I've been thinking, why let Jason Derulo have all the fun? I've just fucking gone ahead and done it. I've recorded my own CD. Play the ad. Play the fucking ad.
Do I have to?
Play the fucking ad!
All right.
What do I not pay you for?
Hey kids, cool people are cool and like cool things, like cool music. Is this...
Just read it as it's written, fuckface!
And the coolest of new music is out right now on Wrongens Records. Get the party started this weekend with Grunty McFuckring on Grunty Sings the Hits.
I'm in the mood for dancing, dancing. You know I shan't ever stop tonight. I'm in the mood for chancing. I feel like dancing from my head to my toes. Take me again, and heaven who knows just where it will end.
Featuring hits from the 70s, 80s, and the 70s.
A little bit softer now. A little bit louder now. A little bit louder now. This way. You understand? I'm your command. Oh, baby, please. Don't leave me this way. Oh, baby. Fuck it. Baby! More home!
And all your sing-along favourites.
Tin Roof! Rusty! Bobby Love Shack! Love Shack! Bobby Love Shack!
Sick of auto-tuned bitches singing about nothing? Didn't think so. That's why Grunty does Katie.
Why do you fire work? Come on, let your colours burn. Make them go, oh, oh, oh. You're gonna leave them falling down, down, down.
Featuring a very special duet with Grunty and the incomparable Jason Derulo.
Now your body next to me, creepy. I don't know, let them break us down. Baby, I know now. Take it, Jason.
Isn't he just singing along to the single?
Shut the fuck up. Just press play.
All right.
And as a very special bonus track, you'll be moved to tears. I really do mean it. By Grunty's emotional take on the Jack Vigen classic, I Have Nothing.
Oh, my.
Wrongens Records presents Grunty Sings the Hits. Music to pay money by.
Stay away from me. Come back here, cut. Don't fucking run away from me.
Oh, that's been the Poofcast. We apologise for the incessant Wes Snelling.
We need some kind of like this episode of the Poofcast may involve swearing, adult themes, and Wes Snelling.
It should be like, you know, when you buy a packet of nuts and it says on it, may contain nuts.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you know what? Wes gets a bad rap, and I don't think it's justified. If you love Wes Snelling, let us know.
Yes.
Send us an email or go to the Facebook page and support Wes.
Support Wes!
Support Wes.
Oh, my God. I think you can sponsor him, actually.
Yeah. Sponsor Wes.
Sponsor Wes.
We'll put a if you sponsor the Poofcast, here's what we'll do. You can go to the Talking Poofy website at talkingpoofy.com.au and you can donate to the podcast, right? Because to pay for our champagne bill.
Yes.
Anyone who donates this week will get a picture of Wes Snelling to put on their fridge.
Yes.
And Wes will write you a letter
about what he's been doing.
Saying, "Dear Troy, thank you for your donation."
No. When you get Wes to write a letter, it'll just be like the letter F.
Yeah.
Or the letter B.
And we will build a well in the corner of the peel. So that Wes doesn't have to walk miles for fresh water every morning.
Can the well be full of tequila?
We'll be back next time here on the World Vision Poofcast.
Where's Vision?
Where's Vision?
Where's Vision? Yeah, we're here and we're queer and we're doing all right. Girls and boys making noise, stay up talking all night. Talking trash, talking trade, talking dirty and gay. Don't care what you say. Now it is. Right.
Jizz when you jizz. Blow when you blow. Spam. Baby, when you gotta go, you gotta go. Spank when you spank. Tuck when you tuck.
Wow.
How have you not won Eurovision?
I don't know.
I'm expecting to hear One Direction be singing that pretty soon.
One Direction are channeling Grunty McFuckery. Did you see on the news this morning?
No.
Niall from One Direction.
Oh, yeah, I did that in my dirt yesterday.
He's in trouble for
calling them a shower of cunts.
What?
He arrived at the airport and addressed his fans as a shower of cunts.
Really?
See, this is more evidence, I reckon, that he's the gay one.
Do you think?
Total misogynist.
Yeah, that's quite a gay phrase. Oh, you shower of cunts.
Well, he's Irish.
Oh, you shower of cunts.
But yeah, like totally hating his female fans. It's like, ugh, look at you.
Look at the shower of cunts.
Shower of cunts. It's tantamount to going, shut up, you pack of fish.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you're right.
I reckon
maybe
he's the you gay are one. Right. I'm totally backing Niall as the homo.
I'm still on Harry, but I understand what you're saying.
No, Harry keeps having sex with cougars.
Oh.
That is a gay thing too, isn't it?
Yeah,
fucking everyone else's mum.
That's denial.
Yeah.
But what if they're multi-poof?
Multi-poof? Is that like multi-ball in pinball?
What if, like, you know how sometimes they overbook flights?
Yeah.
Maybe they've over-homoed.
They've over-poofed.
Well, direction. Simon Cowell's in charge.
I think they've over-poofed.
Oh my God.
No, multi-poof.
Can you over-poof?
In a boy band?
Yeah.
Yeah. One's cute. Two is like...
Oh, they'd better be rooting or I'm
what
out
is
here.
Going? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. She was like, what did I come here for?
Yeah.
I'm 14 fucking years old. I've got a picture of a pony drawn on the bottom of my school bag. I'm going to pay $85 for a t-shirt I'm going to wear as a 90 till I'm 17. I don't want two of them cornholing each other in the dressing room.
Now, none of the Take That's have popped out of the closet.
No, it's interesting, isn't it?
Because they were the gayest when they were kids.
Yeah.
Like, that, I've still got that VHS tape.
Oh.
Tucked away.
Fairly worn out now.
Very worn out. Where they're throwing food at one another.
All right.
In just their pants.
Wow.
Yeah, it never happened, did it?
No.
No.
None of them seem to have ejected out of the closet.
Yeah.
They're all still in Narnia.
Well, maybe that's the theory.
Right.
Maybe that's why they've overpoofed 1D to keep the averages up.
Oh, yeah.
Right. They've overpoofed 1D because they underpoofed. Take that.
Yeah.
So I thought Mark would have been it, but he's got a couple of kids now, apparently.
No, if they were gay, they just would have.
They just would have by now.
When they did their comeback tour, they would have put a bit of poof momentum behind it.
Exactly. And apparently, Jason Orange was rooting Catherine Tate for a while.
Really?
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. Wow. Right. That's interesting.
Mm.
If by interesting you mean
weird.
Yeah. A terrible idea.
I know. Just, yeah, they've not, yeah. They've all had one homo.
It's like Peter Andre butt fucking Carol Burnett.
It's like Peter Andre doing anything.
Or
really.
This is broken. I'm broken now.
We were going so well.
We really were. Talking about nothing.
Oh, no.
And then there was a cavalcade of...
Three hot guys walked into the studio next door.
Oh, man. And we lose our shit.
We need...
Like, Could you hear it? You could probably hear it.
Yeah,
you could probably hear the instant.
Yeah.
The
instant we all just went...
You just ground to a halt. That was hilarious.
And they're all in fucking tracksuit pants.
Mm-hmm. What is that? Oh, no, that one's got skin tidy pants on.
Oh, well, that's
You're not
fine.
Helping, Adam. Oh, Jesus.
And they've all got twink haircuts.
And
biceps.
And you know what they don't have?
What?
Us on them.
All right, there's three of them. There's three of us. Let's go.
We can take them.
That's right.
Yeah. Wow.
All right, come on, focus.
Well,
Someone needs our help.
Yes.
That's all just one big blooper now.
Right. Talk Poofy to me.